Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Razvan, I got you a card because it's easier for me to write things than to say them. You want to read it?
Please.
These past few weeks with time with you have been crazy, but they're also the best time of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want you to know. I've had the time of my life with you. Yes, I swear. I've just never felt this way before. These are my words, Razvan. And I owe it all to you.
Y'all, if you're watching the intimate portrait, Poodle ruined his own bit because he almost dropped his phone.
It fell under my nose.
It fell on his nose and his eyes popped out of his head.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
And then I was trying to hold my phone close and read the lyrics. But my close-up vision is so bad that I kept having to hold my phone back. So I couldn't read the lyrics on my phone because they were so small. And so I just ended the bit. I'm glad the physicality of the bit did whatever the bit could do. And by the way, she said that she's sorry for everything she's ever done, but she's not going to mention what those things are.
She's not going to mention. My abs hurt. Okay. The ones I have.
That, oh, boy,
what a stupid letter.
How do you write something in there and say absolutely nothing?
Nothing. Nothing. She said, it's hard for me to talk, so I need to write down my emotions. And I went, these aren't emotions. These are just memes.
No, so good with words.
Golly, y'all. This is B90, part two.
Episode, season 6, episode 16.
Oh, I'm
One crying. Crazy Summer, part two. We're going to be talking about Amanda Razvan, Christian and Cleo and Misha and Nicola.
Nicola.
Misha.
All right.
We have a sissy in the Facebook group who puts a tally of how many Mishas and Nicolas there are.
I fucking love people. I don't like a lot of people anymore. Sometimes they're like 25. Too. Oh.
Sometimes they're like 25 Mishas and usually about 10 Nicolas.
We talked a lot about these, but we just want to remind you, Jake was on Pink Shade last week. Be sure to listen to that episode. Yes. Love is Blind is coming, y'all, 9/23. We're going to start recording episodes this weekend. We're very excited. Jake's seen some of it. He can't talk about it, but
oh, my God.
It's
episode one. There was something at the end of episode one that I could not breathe. I can't even say why.
Don't say it. We have a good relationship with Netflix.
It's going to make people talk. I'll say that.
Let's give them something to talk about. Also, our Bi-Curious with Ace and Caitlin from Sister Wives.
Let's Should Be Multiplied, Not Divided, the podcast.
So be sure to check that out.
Drop this past weekend or Saturday.
It's a Bi-Curious, and it is on RG Plus on the $5 feed, but because it's a collab, it's actually on our public feed as well.
Yes.
We want to support podcasters. Also, golly, you're getting even more loaded in September because we've got that. And we've got another load with our interview with Petey Silvera.
Petey Silvera from The Last Resort and the podcast, The Last Resort Sessions.
Y'all, we're racing through these. Because we're going through this because we're very excited about this next announcement.
Oh, we're going to do it.
We're going to do it. We're going to do it. Y'all.
Oh, my God. I'm nervous.
We're covering a new show. This is going to be, I'll let you say the name. Okay. So let me build it up. Okay.
You never do this. You always kick the football.
No, I'm just saying this is a new thing for us. I don't think we've ever talked about this kind of genre of television. It's a big network show. We said we were never going to do that after Labor of Love because it burned us so badly. But we're going to try our hand again. Oh, God. And so with that said, Poodle, what show are we covering and adding to September Fully Loaded?
The Golden Bachelor.
We're covering The Golden Bachelor.
We are dipping our toe.
Is this the karaoke? Okay,
this is the instrumental.
Yeah. You look so gay doing that. You're just like, and you're conducting as you do it. It's so gay nerdy.
I'm like,
Y'all, The Golden Bachelor.
We are, for the first time.
Give me the rosebud.
Dipping our penises. Into the world of The Bachelor, into Bachelor Nation, if you will.
And which I think is actually a show that we're not on, so we shouldn't say. But when The Bachelor.
No, that's a thing. Bachelor Nation. Yeah, that's their true. Fan group.
Yes, it's a. Which I've watched some of the. I've talked about it for you Portland Sissies. I'll talk about it on ABC with Kara Mack. But
I was there at the beginning with Alex.
Oh, you
and
did
Evan,
the OG.
And Evan Berkey. Yeah.
Okay, so I didn't get early. I was a late fan, but with
yeah,
this,
like everything else for you,
it's true.
Yeah,
but with
always
Golden
a Johnny
Bachelor,
come lately.
Y'all, I love old people looking for love. I love it. I'm so excited for this.
I think we're gonna get a specific brand of crazy that we haven't seen in a while. I'm excited about it.
The reason I was excited to do the show was actually after I saw the cast members of the women, because mm-hmm. they didn't get people that it was like on MILF Manor. They said, oh, these women are so old. And they all were like young and had plastic and were gorgeous and had tight. These look like some of your grandmothers going on a date. And so I'm excited. We're going to jump in. We are really trying to make a big splash, and we've got a lot of collabs coming
Cannonball!
Up. Cannonball. I know already we've confirmed we're doing a collab with two black girls, one rose.
Yes.
We're doing
Love to See It. We'll be doing a collab with the podcast Love to See It with
Game
Emma.
Of Roses. We'll be doing a collab.
Yes.
So, yeah.
We're and very excited.
More. Yeah. Many more. We're excited. Let us know. Are you going to be watching The Golden Bachelor? If so, tweet us, all that good stuff.
Premieres September 28th. which is a Thursday. So
we needed more to do.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Well, and we'll just be flying back from a trip we're taking, but we can't talk about yet, but we will be able to talk about that later too.
This is too much for me.
So already, I just gave you something you can talk about, but now you can't talk about this.
And you
the surprise
me again.
We're taking a secret trip for something, and we'll be able to talk about it later on social media.
Silenced me again.
All right, that's it.
I think that's it. We can just get into this shit.
Let's do. You sounded like that girl I love on TikTok. Let's watch this shit. I'm just some bitch.
I'm so happy to never see Amanda again. I don't think she'll be on. She's not liked enough to ever be back.
But here's the deal. Razvan is in Women Jizz Over Him.
I don't care. I don't mind him. I don't mind him at all. I don't think she's with him now.
I hope to God they're not together anymore. I think if he goes over there for Thanksgiving, do you think he's going to make it over there for Thanksgiving?
No. I don't think she's going to get really, really cold to him as soon as she leaves.
I think so too. Think so too.
And he's going to be really confused.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. Y'all, Poodle talked about this at kind of the beginning of the show, but she is the thing. Amanda, I don't even know if she recognizes, I don't even think it's consciously. She wants you to be confused of if she likes you or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was so mean to him and terrible to him. And now she's getting him flowers and a balloon and all these gifts and writing him cards. And he walks in and you can tell he's almost kind of shell-shocked. Like he walks in and he can't even be happy because he's kind of scared to.
He doesn't know which Amanda he's going to get. That's kind of what it is. And she wants that. She wants that because when you're confused, you're very easy to manipulate. And
she said that like you know how that's done.
Yeah. Yeah. Very easily. It's like when you're deprived of oxygen, when you step on the oxygen tank for a little bit, and then that'll alert them. That'll watch their smart mouth.
Wow.
Not saying I've done it.
She even printed off pictures for him to keep around their house, and he seems touched. As soon as I saw this, I went, yeah, he's going to say
everything
yes.
Felt like it was to keep him pining after her, though.
Yes.
It was.
What happened?
What happened? Something just on my YouTube played. I'm a Barbie girl, but in a Barbie world. Well,
can you focus? We're trying. What is happening? That is so gay.
I don't know
that
why.
That is so gay. It's a classical piano. I'm glad you're just waylaying yourself.
These are my YouTube suggestions. Where you don't want to know what my TikToks are.
I just get YouTube sessions of a guy getting chiropractic care from another hot guy.
Or schnauzers.
A lot of schnauzers. Oh, they're so cute. Okay. So she's touched. She's like, it's our last night together. I want to restart. And Razvan says, he says, I'm taking her out. And he says, my heart says to keep fighting, but my head is saying this relationship is toxic. And I went, what a juxtaposition.
Listen to your head.
Listen to your head. Yeah.
Take
it from us, y'all. Listen to your head. Well, not your head, your brain.
It's not his heart that's saying that. It's the part of him that we've said before is choosing his pattern of finding women who are mysterious to him.
Yeah. Yes.
And mm-hmm. mysterious. Me for him means deep, but it's really just avoidant and confusing and manipulative and narcissistic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's that balance of what is his need versus what is his want. That's mm-hmm. really what it's about. And y'all, he needs this type of validation. I don't know why. I just know, Razvan, I could give it to you.
He's so hot. So later on, they are going on a date. And I never understood why they put this clip of like a car honking at him. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
I thought it was going to be like his friend Deanna chasing them.
Being like, stop it. Don't go. Let her go. But
don't,
no.
Don't get out, succubus.
I hope that she's on the... Oh, God. I hope she's on
I think
on
she
the,
will be.
The tell-all. Oh, we'll talk about that trailer at the end. So... they're sitting at dinner and she's like, so last time we talked, you said you weren't sure about us, but there's no more dates. Like, this is it. And I need to know. Do you want to be in this?
I love you
not?
So much. I love you. And like, and
oh,
like,
wait, yeah,
you?
Here's my card.
Yeah. And then he says, this is brutal, but he says, our relationship, I love you so much, but you are my worst enemy.
Sometimes you are my worst enemy. Yes.
But like,
you see her eyes kind of go.
No, she gets shark eyes.
She does.
There, it is absolutely chilling.
And this that's is, actually where she pulled out the card, which was a good play. Good play.
I must say, if I did not dislike her so much, I would admire her. I'd admire the work that she's doing. Because it is grade A manipulation.
It is.
And anyway... So she says that's when she reads her card that is basically the lyrics from Time of My Life. You're my soulmate. You're my protector. You're my knight in shining armor. And then at the end, and like, I'm kind of like, sorry for whatever I've done. That was my favorite. Y'all, if someone says, one of my father's favorite apologies is, I'm sorry for whatever I said.
Does that go over well with Mother Poodle?
No, it don't.
Yeah.
It's like a thing though. Like when we'll get upset because of something he said, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. What? And we'll say, for what? And he's like, I don't know, whatever I said. And it's
that's
like
terrible. Sorry, I'm coughing from doing Jasmine.
But that's what she did. And I'm like, sorry for all the things I did. And that's enough.
That is just don't apologize if you're going to do that. Just don't apologize.
Like, how many, I'm sorry. Like, whatever. Can we, like, have wine now?
And he totally goes, well, you can be romantic.
He melts.
I like to see this. He melts.
It's sad because he has such awareness sometimes, but at his root, he's a fucking simp. And that's the saddest thing about Razvan, that body and that face is attached to a simp heart. And
a
oh
big
well.
Dick.
And a big dick named Billy.
He can't play golf or tennis or polo or sing a solo. Oh, no. He is quite as handsome. But along came Billy. Fucked me really good.
Wow.
I know that song. Because what musical is that from, Poodle?
Showboat.
And as many of y'all know, I played Rubber Face in the Ardmore Little Theater production of Showboat.
You've only said it 1,000 times.
And when Vicky Gelona would sing Bill, I would sing it in the wings. And then one day, Miss Lil, the director, came back and said, you can't sing when she's singing. We hear you.
What an amateur. You sang it?
Well, I was singing it lightly. I was just happy to sing it. I loved it. I was in sixth grade. I didn't know. I was a little boy.
You're one of those queens.
We went to see a professional production of a Judy Garland impersonator at a hall in Los Angeles. And someone at one point turned to you and said, can you stop singing along with Judy, please?
In my defense, and I never do that, in my defense, I was really drunk.
That's fair. You were very, very drunk.
I would never do that anymore. We got a Broadway corner coming up where I'm going to talk about that very thing.
Oh, you are?
Just a little bit, yeah. Okay. It's going to be like a Broadway corner lit.
In this episode?
Yes.
I hope we have time.
We'll have time. Anyway, she's like, going to miss my kisses? Yes. Going to miss my hugs? Yes. Going to miss
something else I do for you. It's that kind of weird, like she won't even say it. And that turns him on even more. And he's like, oh, yes. And he's like, and you're going to miss Billy. He's a big boy. And I and my soul left my body. Because I pictured him calling his dick Billy and saying, do you like Billy? And me going, nice to meet you, Billy. And yeah. my head just goes down immediately, like I'm on Hee Haw.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like Billy, in a cornfield.
Meet Ethel Sue. Ooh. Yes, I just called your butthole Ethel Sue.
Ethel Sue. Wow. Anyway. She knows just what to say. She's like, I love when you speak Romanian. And it's just now it's shameless.
It's shameless. Yeah. It is shameless.
Anyway, he's a simp. I like him. I believe he has good intentions. I believe he also wants to come to the U.S.
I do too.
He's a simp, though. He's a simp.
I do think he thinks he can be a movie star out here. And nope. Maybe can and all that, but whatever.
Nope. He might be... Nah. He can do erotic modeling. Yeah. I have some contacts. Maybe I can
say. I'm sure that you do. You know, and Amanda said, well, maybe it just took us a bit. We just needed to learn and grow. And Rosalind's like, yeah, we have work to do. They wake up the next morning, and y'all, Rosalind looks like kind of like a fat kid who got all of his parents' tickets at a county fair and just ate everything fried, like with grease all over their face, just sitting by the Tilt-A-Whirl, just sick to themselves.
He is in a fuck coma.
He's
That's
in a
what
fuck
this
coma.
Is, y'all.
God, y'all.
He can barely move, and she's just sitting there looking at him.
Billy is chafed.
And they used that heart sex pillow to bang on last night.
Oh, yes, they did. I'm sure she was all this stuff going, oh, you're so big. You're so big, Rasmin. Oh, it's too much.
Deeper.
Okay, well, I think you're a little bit, I think you're a little personal. So.
No, that's the oldest trick in a book. When you want to get a guy wrapped around your pinky, just talk about how big his dick is while
women,
he fucks you.
I think most women know that.
Oh, well, for some of you that don't. That's how simple it is.
Always works.
Always.
It works with all men.
Yes, even if they got a fucking
pencil
dick.
Oh, you're so big.
Oh. They're like, oh, well, it's not that long. And you're like, but it's so girthy.
I remember
one time. I hope someone's getting reality gayed right now.
Also, I don't want, hopefully you don't argue and say, oh, but it's girthy, because that's not a hot word to use during sex.
What do you say?
Oh, fat. Blech! That's better than girthy.
Well, I don't think I've ever said girthy in the bedroom.
Probably
usually,
not. I don't.
Usually all you have to say is so big, and then that's it.
Yeah. But there was...
Or if you're with certain men, grande.
One time I was with this guy, and I was like, oh, I'm not going to be that, but oh, you're big. And he's like, not really, actually. Really, you think that? And I was like, don't argue with me, you son of a bitch. If I'm doing it to jazz up your own ego. Jesus, don't argue with me.
Don't argue.
And you know what? He wasn't. He's right. It was like maybe 4.5-5 inches.
Fine.
But if it get him that extra level of hardness that I needed between this 58 Chevy hitting me and the shot clock going off, then that's what I needed at that moment. Jesus Christ, just shut up.
I want to apologize to our intern, Frank, who's editing this episode. Just want to apologize to him.
Anyway, he's excited about turkey.
He's excited about turkey and Thanksgiving, y'all. And she now, it's all changed. She's like, next time we see each other, you're going to meet my kids. And I went, well, you didn't want that before. That changed. All you weaponized them the entire first week and a half you were there.
You know what?
I want them to know how much I love you. Bleh.
Episode 2, I was already like, honey, don't bullshit a bullshitter. I see exactly. Yeah. Most people understood what she was doing. all of us have been that kind of bullshitter in our usually our early 20s or something like that, where we're just enjoying being desired. And we're enjoying being lusted after, because that's what you do when you get out of the relationship or your husband dies and he's stuffed into a box and your children sleep with him at night.
She is going back to daddy's box.
I know.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be a $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com. We're going to skip to Christian and Cleo.
Yes, 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 yes.
Oh. Hey, Christian, can I keep this?
Babe, it's that's my favorite hoodie. It's more of a rental.
I'll need it back. I swear to God, I feel like he's tried out all of this material before. And
oh, yeah.
And then when he gets to the end where he's like, well, sweetie. I guess I'll talk to you later. Doing a Humphrey Bogart impersonation.
I knew this bothered you so much.
I wanted to rip my TV out of the wall. He can't even be slightly authentic.
No.
He has to do a bit.
He does. He does.
Oh, I just want to scratch his face up. I don't have very long fingernails, so I'd have to really get in there. Scratch, scratch, slap, slap.
Okay.
Does anybody else want to throw, just like scratch someone's face up?
And you wonder why we never have cast members on our show. There we go.
Come at me if you want to scratch Christian's face up with your nails.
You know,
he's got that look.
I thought he could have handled this worse, being that. No, because
I see what you're saying. He's handled things real rather poorly.
That's what's hard with Cleo. It's yes, she's dealing with being so. She's dealing like she's having really intense emotion.
She's a fucking wreck.
She's also, you know, she just has autism. So but on top of that, I don't know enough, but as watching her, I thought these emotions seem so intense and overwhelming. And is that because of
the autism, or is that because you don't need to be in a relationship with someone?
Yes, yes, yes. I think you can check all those boxes.
Yeah, it just, man, y'all, she is completely, completely breaking down. And she also is kind of, she's so desperate to have love. She keeps saying to him, she's on like a record, a repeat of, yeah, we've had difficulties. I just hope they don't outweigh all the good stuff. I hope the bad. I hope you don't remember just the bad. The whole time. Yeah. And I watch this and I go, if I was Christian, I wouldn't want to be with her either, because yeah, this is a lot to take care of constantly. And I wondered, did we get a, I know he was a dick some, but did we get a kind of Christian, a shit edit for Christian this whole time?
I think we did get a, we did get a, well, I think, I to clarify, I think we saw what was there, what happened. And I mm-hmm. did think, I do think the storytelling was told in a way to make her seem, like the victim mm-hmm. In a, of his behavior, in which she was. They did not, her extremity of clinginess really became apparent as we went along. In a lot of her, in the moments, she was extremely put together.
That's a really good point.
And a lot of those, and so what happened was, what we saw in real life was almost never put together. She was always never. She was always in her head, and always in the middle of the next problem or thinking about. So, I do think her edit was a little confused because of that, and mm-hmm. I think that's a good point. But I think we saw both people kind of how they were. Her in the moments, though, were, I think that may have been a little deceptive editing, because it made it seem like she was extremely put together person, and I don't really think she is.
I don't think, even when they focused on them, before they said a word, they're standing there in the kitchen, and she looks like she had just walked across the battlefield.
Yeah. I think this is also, I'm going to say, she may have had other relationships. This is definitely probably the first one.
I think so too. Yeah, I don't think that, she's had
that,
a lot of
that she says, oh, I've experienced that before, or I've experienced this before, that someone couldn't be with me because I was trans or autistic. The weirdest thing is, I don't think that's his big issue.
No.
The issue seems to be that they don't fundamentally understand what the other wants. Out, and she either can't convince him of that, doesn't know how to say it, or he's so obtuse, he doesn't understand that, no, I'm not trying to hook up with girls. Why do you? And then he's obsessed with being a good guy all the time. Mm-hmm. So if she basically says for one thing about his behavior, he gets so fucking triggered that mm-hmm. he couldn't be a bad guy. Could my mom have been wrong about being a good guy? You're shitty. You're a shitty guy. You're gross. You're a shoulder rubber. That's all I've got to say. And she'd be better off.
He is a shoulder rubber.
She's also, you said this before, she has no business being in a relationship right now. Mm-hmm. If you're going to attach to someone in this way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's rough. It is rough.
But I just wrote, desperate for love, sweetheart.
I think she needs this. And she needs him to go away. And
yeah she does, because she's already too. It's almost like she's telling herself it's over, because she's like, sometimes you really love somebody, but you just know you're not meant to be together. And I went, but he's acting like, actually the hoodie comment when he's like, that's my favorite hoodie. And he said, well, consider a rental for when I come back. I went, that's reassuring her that
I think
he wants
you're right.
to see her again.
He was saying all the right things. I think.
And we, even when she was talking to Ben, and she's like, well, what do you, and he said, look, I think we've had some challenges. And she's like, just, I hope you think about the good. And he said, no, no, no. I think we can overcome. That's part of a relationship, is having challenges. I think this was probably the best behaved Christian, except for that fucking Casablanca thing.
I agree with you.
This was the best behaved Christian that we saw, and understanding.
I think what's going to happen, if I had to bet, is she's never going to be able to break up with him. He's going to have to break up with her, but he's so worried about being the good guy, he can't break up with her. Mm-hmm. So he will kind of lead her on until one of them just through frustration breaks up.
The only way she would break up with him is if, and I could honestly see this with her, I bet it's very easy for Cleo to fall in love. So I could see her probably she wouldn't seek it out, but if she accidentally started developing feelings for someone, I could see that happening.
Oh, okay.
Because I think she's got a little bit of like whether it's love addiction or validation, I could see her that. And I could see Christian just talking to a girl in a bar and fucking her. So there you go.
Yeah,
we wish them the best. Wish them the best.
Before we go to Misha and Nicola, I want to do a little Poodle's Broadway corner. A very short Poodle's Broadway corner. Colorado Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, couple days back, went to go see a production of the musical Beetlejuice, a modern classic.
Yes.
I actually, there's some really catchy tunes. And people who've seen it are, people who've seen it talk well of it. I'm good. Y'all, I don't need to see any more movie adaptations. But I'm good.
You don't want to see Water for Elephants?
That one I might, because Pigpen is doing the music for it, Pigpen theatricals. And I know some of the people in that.
Okay.
I might see that. But I'm done. But that was a book first.
I actually read the book. I never saw the movie.
Yeah. I'm okay. I'm okay with a lot of movie adaptations. Anyway, Lauren Boebert went to go see Say What You Want To About Her. Not a fan. Political ding dong. Lauren Boebert went to Beetlejuice and was asked to leave because she was singing songs and vaping. And they escorted her out, and she said the immortal words of what famous people have uttered before: do you know who I am?
I can't wait till one day you're caught yelling that to someone.
Do you know who I am?
When you're in the middle of Erewhon.
And they try to charge me for an extra miso sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who I am? I'm very famous for people who watch reality television.
Well, the best quote I saw is when someone said, well, I don't think she can be blamed. They said her name three times.
Oh! She was escorted out, and she took a selfie on the way out. Oh, we're all done.
Denver, right?
I think it was in Colorado.
It was in Denver, yeah. All right,
so
y'all.
Behave in the theater. That's all I've got to say. Don't eat. I talked about this, and I've talked about it before. A woman sent me a DM saying, I was in Funny Girl, and a woman was eating a hot sandwich next to me. There is no reason to eat in a Broadway theater. There's snacks in there. That's fine. I would prefer you eat them at intermission. It's not fucking movie theater. Don't bring in outside food or anything. I sat next to a woman in a Broadway show, and a woman literally pulled out of her purse a bag of chicken and gnawed on a chicken bone. It was a lot.
We need to move on.
Yeah, that concludes a very quick version of Poodle's Broadway Corner. When you go to the theater, behave your fucking self.
Okay, I have two new obsessions that I need to share with you. Impress No Glue Press-On Manis and Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Trust me, these are getting ready game changers. Both require no glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes, no mess, and no annoying dry times. Just one step and you're done. Boom. Instant glam. Visit impressbeauty.com/presson and use code PRESSON25 at checkout for 25% off Impress manicure and Press-On falsies.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now it's time for Yahweh, I know you are near. Misha and Nicola.
Yes. I did not see this happening.
This was a couple that I was on the fence. I had no idea. The only reason I was a little to the side that she would do it is because she's so, I don't want to say brainwashed, because I don't think she's brainwashed, but I think she's just so invested,
yep,
in the religious dogma and that he supports that.
Yep.
And
they have religious history together. He's almost her teacher.
Basically, they feel like she, even more than him, she feels like no one can understand her like him.
Yep.
And which is part of, in a lot of religious culture, mentors or preachers often want people to think that of themselves, or just mansplainers.
Yep. Or mentors in the church who wind up marrying their mentees. You know, sometimes things happen like that. Mm-hmm. Well,
just know when the choir director says he wants to spend extra time with your son alone in a solo, or an organ director, say no. Or be there too and knit, y'all.
I think that's probably the better option, is to be there.
Be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anywho, hot take. This is my choice for the couple we haven't seen yet on Night of Fiancé.
Oh, we still haven't seen
the last couple.
I would say possibly the only thing that could stall things would be the annulment, the Catholic annulment part. But
spoiler alert, he has been seen at the Mall of America.
Oh, well, then that's not your hot take. Then you knew the answer.
No, we've been talking about that.
I've never heard that spoiler. I didn't know he was seen at Mall of America.
Where have you been?
I didn't know that.
So you mean if you would have known
that. Well, you just ruined it now.
You really didn't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I don't try to read all these spoilers like you do. Spoilers and dick pics, that's all you.
I just see here things because I don't live in a fucking bunker.
Well, I'm just saying, I am so sorry, y'all, if you just screamed and you're crying, going, I know now, I know.
It was everywhere.
I missed it. Mystery to me. Well, then, yeah, they're going to be on 90 Day Fiancé. Big, but yeah.
Great.
Great.
But they can still be in the country and not filming. You know that.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and also, she's interested in him going on a tourist visa, and he's like, no, 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 no. But maybe she didn't get a K-1 visa. Maybe she got a tourist visa for him. Maybe
she finally relented. Yeah.
Maybe he got less scared of the devil.
So, y'all, I'm very excited, but I'm also scared because I'm going to propose to Misha. And then he's like, Misha, I'm going to tell you something very important.
Yes.
So for him, proposing is about telling her things. Kind of like
telling her things.
He's educating her again.
Y'all,
This looks like he's proposing to her in the middle of Mountain View Mall. Just riding. This doesn't look special. This isn't romantic. It's like they just are about to get a hot dog. And he say, hey, this is just a guy doing the least.
This is very much the least. I'm going to push back a little bit on that because I think Nicola's least is the most for him. What for being a normal man, this is the most for Nicola.
You got a point there because he does very little.
So he says, Misha, I need to tell you something. Misha, I need to tell you something very important. I love you so much. I've been waiting for a woman like you.
I've been waiting for a girl like you.
Misha.
To come into my life.
Misha. So he bends down on a knee and he's like, I'm asking you if you want to get married. Y'all, she is gobsmacked.
I don't think she thought he would do it. I think
we've never seen anyone this shocked.
And I did not expect him to do it that way. I thought he'd be a lot more bumbling.
He
is quite bumbling. That is exactly the word for him. He's
that is a
bumbling.
Great word. It does feel like every time, kind of like where we told Christina when she edits Nickel to have
The Curb Your Enthusiasm music underneath it.
He needs something as well, but I don't know what.
Yeah, he's a bumbler. Whatever the Israeli version of Curb Your Enthusiasm is.
Almost that move, or I was going to say that music from Clue at the end.
That seems like he's at least energetic, which he's not.
He's not. So he says, look, I want you to marry. He's like, are you saying yes or no? And she said, I'm saying yes. I mean, I'm going to say yes. He says, well, I don't have a ring.
I don't have a ring yet. Now, this was smart, though. He understands he has absolutely no taste. So he knew she would hate whatever ring he picked. In a weird way, this is the best option. Because I know all of you are watching. Wait, they're going to go to the store after they were engaged. And that's what happened. But I think it was the best option.
Oh, I agree with you. And actually, I actually thought it was, at first, we're going to say, I thought it was sweet because I thought, or thoughtful, and that he knew, because look at Misha. She clearly cares about appearance.
Very much
so. How she looks. And I thought, that's great. He understands her. And I thought, that is kind of nice. Like, you go, how exciting would that be to be surprised to get married, and then you go pick out your ring together, knowing that it's not like they're going to haggle about a price or anything.
What could go wrong?
And in fact, I think instead of talking about it, it's time for a reality gaze Yahweh theater. We're not together, so.
No. Yeah, no.
All right. I will be playing Nicola, and Poodle will be playing Misha, and.
Well, the jewelry store clerk.
Jewelry store. We're going to call him Seth.
Okay, sure.
Sam.
Hey there. Hello there, Nicola.
Okay, didn't talk about that, but sure.
No.
And action. Babe, I'm going to buy you a ring now. Oh. Let's get a ring.
Oh,
come
Nicola,
here.
You're so romantic.
Well, I'm right, because I'm a man. I'll get you a ring. Oh, look at this
Nicola.
Nice jewelry store. Let's go. No, not over there by those platinum ones. No.
Oh, that looks beautiful.
Nope, right here in front. Hello, kind sir. Hello. I am a man who just got engaged. Hello.
Oh, congratulations, sir.
Thank you. I can't wait
to help you.
Look at my beautiful, beautiful wife that I don't want to have sex with at all because the devil's not in me. But look at her tits. God, they're beautiful tits.
I beat off
to them at night. All right, let's get her a ring.
I'm glad we're speaking Arabic so she can't hear us.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying.
That's a lovely choice. It's very, 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 it's a small diamond. Good for a brainless man like you.
Mm-mm.
And
it's
a little
pricey.
Oh.
Little pre- well, excuse me, honey. Excuse me, Misha. I'm not talking about money at all. I promise. Promise,
oh,
honey.
Oh, okay. I'm just going to sit here and okay. I'm just saying it's not as hot when you haggle in front of
men talking,
me.
Men talking. We told you.
Yeah.
Men talking.
Yeah, back off, yep. broad. We're talking uh-huh. business.
Yeah. Yeah, all so, right. It, well, yeah. What can you do for me here?
It's $2,000 American. Okay.
I'll give you $20.
Maybe Come on. You don't want to do this in front of your newly engaged
no,
wife.
No, it's great. It's great. She doesn't know what she said. She's a woman. She doesn't understand money.
$1,500?
Okay, fine. I'll give you $75.
$100 and a cow, and I get to see a little of her titty.
Misha, take off your shirt. Sold.
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 And scene. Part of it kind of felt that way.
It really did feel like that because she is gorgeous. And I got to say, her makeup always looks flawless.
She's gorgeous. Great,
she's a gore. And that guy is looking at her like he wants to devour her. They all just look at her. Yeah,
they all want to eat her. And
they do.
But the thing about it is, I don't think I've ever seen someone haggle in front of
not even Gino.
Yeah,
and then they're kissing and the shop owner's like, only one kiss in my shop.
Get out.
I'm getting hard. And then he locks the door and just
I've seen her titty. I'm done.
I'm done.
So basically she's leaving and I'm like, could this work? And I think somehow I think they might make it about 4 years. I can see her being married to this guy for 4 years and then at one point just not being able to handle it anymore.
I think what's going to happen is the
daughters are going to hate him.
Yeah, the newly glow of Jesus is going to rub off on her.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she's going to be less of a Christian or whatever, but I just think, especially seeing Nicola through her daughter's eyes, is going to be very...
I'm going to tell you this too, y'all. He's never fucked before, and he cannot learn. There are some people who can learn to fuck.
Mm. Yeah.
Some men can be taught.
He's a great guy.
This man cannot be taught to fuck.
You have to be carefully taught.
You have to be taught. You carefully taught to hate and to...
He's really not... She's gonna... I mean, that is a lot about Catholicism. Just being unfulfilled by a man and staying married to him forever.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm kidding. That could have been my mom. She's trying to get him to come over. First of all, you know someone's not going to dick you down well when they just smell their armpits all the time.
I don't know. Sometimes at beer bust at the Eagle, you never know.
But I love it that she just says, Nicola, stop smelling your arms again.
I've had a daddy do mm-mm. that the whole time, and mm-mm. he didn't have a problem. Yeah. Granted, my eyelashes wilted.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But love doesn't smell.
Yeah. Boy, that just reminds me of like when you're making out with a guy and he's like bigger than you and he like grabs the back of your head and you're like, oh, this is going to be hot. And then he shoves your face into his armpit and you just go, oh, see, that's not for me.
they can't be like ripe.
Ugh, not
but like,
me. I don't want any of it. It's fine. You do you.
Yeah. Yes. You can just keep talking to your Colombian chatterbait friend.
Thank you so much. I got to give him $20 so he can buy rent, groceries. Thank you. So Misha, she wants him to come out of the, we talked about this, the tourist visa, and he's like, no, No, that's opening the door for the devil, and I hate the devil so much.
The door, that's how the devil gets in the door, living together, cohabitating.
Oh, you silly woman. Silly woman. You don't know about the devil because you tempt men. That's what you do.
That's what you do is the sex. I'll tell you this. Y'all, you don't have to open the door. If the devil wants to get in, he will.
Y'all, when yes, the devil will get in. And when you look like Misha and then you look like Nicole, the devil's there.
The devil's already there.
Because he wants to be with her so bad.
Yep.
She's gorgeous.
Anyway, she's like, we don't have to have premarital sex. I don't know why he's talking this way. So she's at the airport, she's really crying.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm leaving my best friend and my heart behind in Israel. And then she quotes Corinthians, and I rolled my eyes.
I've never heard this quote. I thought it was sweet.
You're lying. You are.
No, this is such a sweet. Yeah, I don't know a lot about Bible, but I thought this was really sweet. I thought they should read this at weddings.
Okay, you do know. It's at every. Okay, I'm not gonna. I was about to lose my mind on you. I like it how she brought it up. Like she's like, there's this very obscure verse from Corinthians.
Yeah.
Anyone ever heard it?
I do never tie hearing. It's a beautiful bit of poetry.
Yeah. I think it's better in Aramaic.
Sure.
That's how Jesus spoke.
Real? I thought he spoke English.
King James English.
King James, yeah. And he's white, right? Blue eyes.
By the time the Corinthians, Paul's letter to the Corinthians, I don't know what Paul would have been writing in. Huh. Jesus spoke Aramaic, though.
You know what? I speak dick,
and
that's all I got.
Jesus was a faggot.
Oh, wow. Okay, send your letters to Jake and her fake it, everybody.
In the best sense of the word.
In the best sense of the
like
word.
When you and I say, I'm like, that guy is a faggot.
Yes. Y'all
it's
can't
very
say
triumphant.
It. We can.
Y'all can't say it. We
can. All right, everybody. Misha says,
yeah,
I can't wait.
Don't DM me and call me, I love you, faggot.
Please, no, no.
It feels a little weird.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, we don't like that. Okay. That's it. That's all we got.
That's it.
Hopefully
that's
by the time. By the time you've listened to this, we would have switched our Patreon from this Acast RS Patreon. So Spotify is. I'm going to say it's
I had a
go
nightmare
well.
About it.
I'm going to say it's going to go great, and it went great, and all of you are fine.
Jesus, wait Mary and Joseph.
All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah, and if you are running a little short on some money to buy your newly engaged fiance a wedding ring, just pull down her dress a little bit, show a little titty,
show some legs.
You'll get a discount.
Creamy shoulders will get you a good diamond.
Mm-hmm. Less than that. Mm-hmm. Call us.